parts north and west in Canada, in places close to the wildfires like Minneapolis and Duluth, as well as the Upper Peninsula of Michigan, are going to continue to deal with degraded air quality. But Andrew Quigley, a meteorologist with the National Weather Service, says due to a cold front with potential storms coming through the region, other areas will get some relief.
If you're in Wisconsin, if you're in, you know, Illinois, Indiana, lower Michigan, we're going to see those air quality alerts start to improve here, particularly as we get, you know, into the Tuesday, Wednesday time frame.
In parts of Michigan and Minnesota with poorer air quality, people with sensitivities should consider rescheduling their outdoor activities or wearing an N95. For NPR News, I'm Ayan Silver in Milwaukee.
Support for NPR comes from FJC, a foundation of donor-advised funds working to maximize the impact of charitable giving and to create customized philanthropic solutions. Learn more at fjc.org. You are listening to Kansas Public Radio.
Research Matters.
Hi, I'm Peter Fantozzi. I'm a second-year PhD student in the Clinical Child Psychology program at the University of Kansas. My research studies the long-term outcomes of children treated for cancer, specifically those treated for sarcomas, which are cancers of the bone and soft tissue. Physical activity...
Johann Sebastian Bach's Brandenburg Concerto, number 1, here for you on Kansas Public Radio. This Monday morning, that was Gerard Schwartz and the Los Angeles Chamber Orchestra. Good morning, everybody. I am your host, Destiny. Glad, as always, that you are here with me listening to music. It is a hot one today. Some of you are going to even reach 100 degrees. There is a heat advisory. Most of us are all in the upper 90s, if not 100, and I'm sure it's going to feel even hotter. So keep cool. Stay hydrated. Just stay indoors or your air-conditioned car and listen to classical music on Kansas Public Radio. It makes everything better. I've got Schubert this hour, some Mozart's coming up, Haydn next hour, a lot of your favorites. Plus some music that wanders. It'll be very intriguing. Right now, we are going to listen to a Mozart symphony, a very short one, Symphony No. 32. This is with Sir Charles McCarris and the Prague Chamber Orchestra, now on KPR. Mozart's Symphony No. 32, here on Kansas Public Radio, Sir Charles McCarris with the Prague Chamber Orchestra. A happy little symphony indeed. I've got something about happiness coming up. You are listening to Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas. We are 91.5 Lawrence and 89.7 Emporia, and support for classical music on KPR comes from KTWU Channel 11, local public television, where arts, entertainment, educational, and informational programming is offered daily. Details on the web at ktwu.org. That's KTWU Channel 11, local public television. All right, Schubert's Wanderer Fantasy, Franz Schubert. We are going to take a listen to that right now. And there is a lovely, it's based, well, I wish I had time to read the entire poetry from the art song. But it is about a lonely wanderer searching for a homeland perpetually haunted by the thought, in quotes, "There where you are not, there is happiness." So let's take a listen together. Leon Fleischer is performing for us on the piano, The Wanderer Fantasy by Franz Schubert, here on KPR. The Wanderer Fantasy by Franz Schubert, here on Kansas Public Radio, played by the pianist Leon Fleischer. Many of you might know that he lost the use of his right hand to focal dystonia in the 1960s, so he continued playing a lot of piano music just with the left hand. However, this recording, actually from 1963, he was still using both hands. Brilliant pianist, indeed. He's got a lot of interesting repertoire out there that is just for the left hand as well. So if you give him a Google search or a YouTube search, you can find more of his music. And I'm sure I can find more of it for you, too, here on Kansas Public Radio. Next hour, we have a Haydn symphony that is short, like that Mozart symphony. And then something for a party Something else that wanders. Did you all catch the hint when I said wandering music? I wondered if anybody out there got it. An oboe concerto, and last week I played a short little waltz by Shostakovich from his jazz suite, and a lot of you really liked it. You never knew Shostakovich could waltz. Well, he wrote an entire jazz suite. We will get to hear that this morning, too. So keep on listening to Kansas Public Radio for great music.
At Morning Edition, we know asking guests direct questions leads to more complete answers. Questions such as,
how significant is that?
Why did it get to be so difficult?
And what do you think is going to happen next?
To really understand what's happening, you have to understand why it's happening in the first place. Get the answers with us every weekday on Morning Edition from NPR News.
Morning Edition is here for you weekdays from 5 to 9 a.m. on KPR with Matthew Algio. This month's KPR Community Spotlight is on the Resource Center for Independent Living, with five locations across eastern Kansas in Topeka, Osage City, Iola, Emporia, and El Dorado, working to empower persons with disabilities. More at rcilinc.org. We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas. We are KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia, KANV and KANV HD1 Ellsberg Junction City, and KANQ Chanute. On the web at kansaspublicradio.org, or tell your smart speaker to play Kansas Public Radio. Support for news on KPR comes from the Kansas State Fiddlin' and Pickin' Championships, presenting Dom Flemons of the Carolina Chocolate Drops in Lawrence's South Park Sunday, August 23rd. More information at fidpick.org. This is KPR. More music after the news.
Live from NPR News in Washington.
News.
The United Kingdom has a new prime minister in Andy Burnham. He replaces Keir Starmer. Both are from the center-left Labour Party. It's NPR.
Support for NPR comes from the Lilly Endowment, a private foundation supporting NPR's coverage of religion and spirituality. You are listening to Kansas Public Radio. André Gretry's Le Héron, the Overture, here on KPR. That was Stefan Sanderling conducting the Orchestra of Brittany, an overture about a story of a Native American who travels to France and discovers he has French relatives and humorously contrasts his uncivilized, honest worldview with the hypocrisies of French high society. Ooh. So much education here on Kansas Public Radio. Good morning. Thanks for being here with me. I am Destiny. We are in for a hot day today, most of us up near 100 degrees. So please, please, please stay hydrated. Stay inside. Have a party. Listen to the radio. I have music about a party, actually, coming up in about 15 minutes. Right now, we are going to listen to a unique Haydn symphony. Well, many of them are unique. This is number 9. The reason it's unique is because most symphonies have 4 movements to them. However, this one just has 3, and it ends with a minuet and trio. That's that dance-like movement that's usually in the middle, and then you get the very dramatic finale. But, oh no, Haydn decided to end it just with a minuetto, which means, if you haven't gotten enough information already, maybe it was actually composed as an opera overture. Who knows? That's what the historians say. Adam Fischer and the Austro-Hungarian Haydn Orchestra, Joseph Haydn's Symphony No. 9, here on KPR. A Haydn symphony here on Kansas Public Radio, No. 9. Just feels unfinished without that finale. One of the unique ones that only had 3 movements there in it. That was Adam Fischer and the Austro-Hungarian Haydn Orchestra. More wandering music coming up on Kansas Public Radio, where we are 91.5 Lawrence and 90.3 Chanute from the University of Kansas. And we've got some great supporters that keep us on the airwaves who I would like to thank. Support for classical music on KPR comes from Audio Reader, hosting a donation drive at the Lead Center in Lawrence, Tuesday, July 21st from 4 to 7 p.m., accepting gently used stereo equipment, vinyl records, cassette tapes, and musical instruments. More details at reader.ku.edu/audio sale. That, already looks like it's tomorrow. Wow, it is already July 20th. My, the time flies. Indeed it does. Joaquin Rodrigo, his Concierto para una Fiesta, one of his final major compositions for guitar and orchestra. This is a fun one. It's in three movements. The middle movement is Andante Calmo, so it's actually quite calm. A calm moment in this party piece, shall we say. Let us listen right now to the Asturias Symphony Orchestra, conducted by Maximiano Valdez, and the guitarist is Ricardo Galen, here on Kansas Public Radio. Joaquin Rodrigo's Concierto para una Fiesta, here on Kansas Public Radio, one of his last major compositions for guitar and orchestra. The guitarist, I believe I pronounced his name incorrectly, and I am so sorry, but now I've got the definitive pronunciation from Ricardo Galen himself. The guitarist, virtuoso Ricardo Galen, that was with the Asturias Symphony Orchestra and Maximiano Valdez. Here on KPR, I like to try my best to say everything as correctly as possible. I have been hinting at quite a bit of wandering music. We heard Schubert's The Wanderer last hour. And I know many of you love Gilbert and Sullivan, so I thought I would pick the Mikado, a wandering minstrel, and this features the King's Singers, now on KPR. The King's Singers here on Kansas Public Radio, singing A Wandering Minstrel from the Mikado by Gilbert and Sullivan. Next hour, we've got something really special. Two things that happened on this day in history. Musical memories, we shall say, on Kansas Public Radio.
Researchers estimate that tens of thousands have died in Africa due to cuts in U.S. foreign aid. In Nigeria, life-saving drugs once funded by USAID are now much harder to access.
It started like a normal sickness. He had fever, weakness, and was not eating well.
I'm Elsa Chang. We hear from Nigerian families who have been affected on All Things Considered from NPR News.
All Things Considered starts today at 3 p.m. with Laura Lorson. We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio. From the University of Kansas, we are KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1 Ulsberg Junction City 91.3, and KANQ Chanute at 90.3. Listen on the web at kansaspublicradio.org or tell your smart speaker to play Kansas Public Radio. Support for news on KPR comes from the University of Kansas, a constellation of campuses working to improve lives in Kansas and beyond through health research, public safety training, workforce development, natural resource protection, and more. Details at kansas.ku.edu. We are going to listen to NPR News for just a few minutes, and then we will come back to Kansas Public Radio with more music here for you.
This hour, the Dow down 119 points. You're listening to NPR News.
Support for NPR comes from Subaru. The 2026 Subaru Outback features new styling, as well as standard symmetrical all-wheel drive and EyeSight driver assist technology. Learn more at subaru.com/outback. You're listening to Kansas Public Radio. Leroy Anderson's Bugler's Holiday here on KPR, the King's Brass. Last hour we heard from the King's Singers, this hour the King's Brass, and up next we will hear from a woodwind instrument. Good morning. I am Destiny. Glad you are here with me listening to music. It is hot out there. We are in a heat advisory, most of us, getting up to close to 100 degrees today. Whew. Woof indeed. At around 11:30, did you know that a composer was actually featured on the cover of Time magazine? Indeed. Find out who. Mm-hmm. Right now, I promise, the woodwinds, for those of you that love the oboe, I've got Alex Klein on the oboe playing Franz Kromer's Oboe Concerto No. 1. And a fun fact about the oboe, it's the instrument that gives the concertmaster the A to tune the orchestra. This is Paul Freeman conducting the Czech National Symphony Orchestra. Franz Kromer, Oboe Concerto No. 1, Alex Klein on oboe, here on KPR. Alex Klein performing Franz Kromer's Oboe Concerto No. 1 here on Kansas Public Radio. That was Paul Freeman conducting the Czech National Symphony Orchestra. I've got something really special and Kansas appropriate coming up in about 25 minutes. Up next, music from a composer who was featured on Time Magazine's cover. But first, let me thank a couple of our great sponsors here on Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas. We are 91.5 Lawrence and 91.3 Junction City, and support for classical music here on KPR comes from Love Garden Sounds. Buying and selling compact discs, vinyl records, stereo equipment, and more at 822 Mass Street in Lawrence. More at lovegardensounds.com. And the 988 Suicide and Crisis Lifeline in Headquarters, Kansas, offering confidential crisis counseling by phone, text, and chat to Kansans in need 24 hours a day. Online at kansas988.org. On July 20th, in 1942, Time magazine featured the Russian composer Dmitri Shostakovich on its cover. And in that picture, he was dressed in his volunteer firefighter uniform. During the brutal siege of Leningrad in World War II, the composer stayed in the city and volunteered as a fire warden. And this was all in anticipation of his premiere of his defiant symphony, the Leningrad Symphony No. 7. Someday, hopefully, we'll have enough time over the airwaves to play that. Right now, we are going to play his jazz suite for you. I played a little waltz from it last week, and many of you were charmed by it. So this is the entire Jazz Suite No. 2 for Promenade Orchestra, and I've got Ricardo Chailly conducting the Concertgebouw Orchestra. Dmitri Shostakovich and his Jazz Suite No. 2 on KPR. And there you have it, here on KPR, Jazz Suite No. 2 for Promenade Orchestra by Dmitri Shostakovich. That was Ricardo Chailly conducting the Concertgebouw Orchestra. Thanks for being here with me this morning. I have a Kansas special for us. On this day, many moons ago, was the last performance that Judy Garland gave. And if you know Judy Garland, you know she sang the famous Wizard of Oz. So let's take a listen now on KPR. I can. In honor of Judy Garland, who on this day in 1968 gave her very last public concert. This is Kansas Public Radio. Support for classical music here on KPR comes from the University of Kansas. Indeed, it does. Where experts connect across a constellation of campuses and disciplines, seeking breakthroughs to address complex health, safety, and economic challenges affecting people everywhere. Details at kansas.ku.edu. We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas, KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia, KANV and KANV HD1 Ellsberg Junction City, and KANQ Chanute. On the web at kansaspublicradio.org. This month's KPR Community Spotlight is on the Resource Center for Independent Living, working with individuals, families, and communities to promote independent living and individual choice to persons with disabilities. More info at rcilinc.org. And support for news on KPR comes from Spencer's Museum of Art, featuring ancient to contemporary art from around the world, open to the public Tuesday through Sunday and offering parking validation. Exhibition and event information at spencerart.ku.edu. This is KPR.